as the Gemara says, that you learn from the pasuk that is zaycha, the loy hakat is zaycha. That you need a ish to be zaycha for achirim, and a cotton can be zaycha for achirim. What is that talking about? We're talking about the din of the minu shlichos. The minu shlichos for the minu on the carbon pesach. So you need a cotton can be zaycha. As the Brisker wrote, brings a big fire, a big chiddush that he wants to say to note this carbon pesach. It's a big machlokes, the Brisker Rav and the Chazon Ish. What's the gather of minui by a carbon pesach? For a carbon pesach, in order to eat from the carbon pesach, the Torah says you have to be mamanehim to eat on the carbon pesach. As what does it mean on minui? As the Chazon Ish learns kipshutai, the lashon of the Torah is minui means you tell him you're on my carbon pesach. As you don't have to do a maisa kinyan, it's just telling him he's on the carbon pesach. Lenish is a psach in sinin kuf pesach. Says, it's mavur that he owns it afterwards. It's a chiddush if you tell the person that he's on your carbon pesach, he's part of your carbon pesach, he's koinah. As the Brisker Rav in Hilchis carbon pesach is coming lafuke from the Chazonish, and he wants to be machadish. That the only way you could be memana on the carbon pesach is if you do a maisa kinyan. It's not shaykh to become a bailam on a carbon without doing a maisa kinyan. That's what he's coming to argue. As what does it have to do with our Gemara? As the Brisker Rav is medayik the words of the Gemara is talking about the minui on carbon pesach. And the words of the Gemara are Ish Zoiche V'loi HaKotin. V'yikhu, the lashon of the pasuk is V'yikhu, you're making a kinyan. As meduyik, the minui is Al Yedei a kinyan. You could add to the Brisker Rav that in Tosis it's Klar Muchav like the Brisker Rav, because Tosis asks, I Ein Yad LeKotin. As Tosis says, being that he has to be nismana love, you see that yesh yad lekotin, he could be zeicha. As Tosis brings a raya from the fact that he could be nismana on a carbon pesach, that a cotton has a yad to do a kinyan and be zeicha. As you see clearly in Tosis, it's mucha from the toichen of Tosis, not only the loshen, but the toichen, that minui on a carbon pesach means your koina. As if a cotton could be nisman on a carbon pesach, that means the Torah gave the cotton a yad to be koinah. He also brings a Rashi in Zvachim Daf Nun Vav, and he brings us a mechilta. And the mechilta says on the pasuk in Parshas Boy, Mishchu ukhu lechem soim. As Pashtus, the lashon of Mishchu, literally translated, means bring it to your house. The Mechilta says Mishchu is Miloshen Meshicha, that the way you're Mismana on a carbon pesach is doing a Kinyan Meshicha. As those are the Rayas of the Brisker Rav, a Diyuk from the Sugya, and we saw in Tosis a very stark Raya, that in order to be Mismana on a carbon pesach, you need to do a Maisa Kinyan. And that's what the pasuk is coming to be machadish, that a cotton can't do a maisa kinyan for someone else. That's the big finish. That's what the Brisker Rav by some argument. This is a little bit klalistic, and the Brisker Rav held that way in Mishmara, because that's the way you become a bailam on a carbon. You have to become a bailam in dinei choshe mishpat to own the carbon. That's one that's within the sugya. Now let's see Shitas Tosis in the Yisuga. Frek Tosis is Zoicha ve'en Kotten Zoicha. Vim Taima Lama Likra Akaimalon de'en Yad LeKotten. Frek Tosis, the Halacha is Ein Yad LeKotten. As the Tziyun is Gittin Daf Lamed Tesav Ed Aleph. The Tziyunim are not written by Tosis. It's written by the Messiah Sashas. If you look over there, what does it say? It says that a cotton cannot be zeicha from hefker. If there's hefker on the street, a cotton can't be zeicha from hefker. You see, a cotton can't do a maisa kinyan. Interessant, in Tosis over there, on Gittin Lamites says, Be'emes, it's a mefurish Mishnah in Baba Basra on Daf Kufnun Vav. As it's a little bit of an ara on the Mesiris Hashas, it's in Baba Basra Kufnun Vav. As Be'emes, Epsha, you could say a dogish in Pshat. This is Mamish Kloli Hapshat in Tosis. Any time Tosis quotes something that's brought many times in Shas, he doesn't bring a makar. Because it's so many times in Shas. Zil Kari Bei Rav. The mice, if Tosis would have seen Ardar, that no one knows anything, Tosis would have been Mitzayim. But Tosis was still from the Friya Dikadar, that certain things were like basics. If it's six times in Shas, you don't have to be Mitzayim a makar. As that's the klal in Tosis. Tosis doesn't bring a makar. Hakaimala, dainu, go all out in Shas, you'll find it. It's Mishnayis, Maris, all over. That's what Tosis means. Vavinishvi, that's a little Mikud Imshat. Not a lumbis of Imshat. As Tosis, it's like all over. Everyone knows. Dava Pasha, a cotton can't be like, a cotton can't do a maisa kinyan. As Frank Tosis, what do you need a mir that a cotton can't do a maisa kinyan for someone else? If a cotton can't do a maisa kinyan for himself, how could he do it for someone else? That's Frank Tosis. And for Tosis, v'yesh loymer, v'legabi petzach itzah, v'sal kedai techoil d'shayim v'achilas p'sochim, v'tzorech li'imonis alav, v'siv selebeis afilu cotton. But Tosis Rush explains, Tosis means, according to the Mandiyomer, Sela Bayis, the Raisa means a cotton. A state in the Pasik that a cotton, when you're a father is doing a carbon Pesach, he has to have his cotton be Zeicha in the carbon Pesach. As Muchach, that in a carbon Pesach, a cotton could be Zeicha. As even though in Kol HaTayrikul, the Hefker everywhere, cotton can't be Zeicha in the Raisa, of a carbon Pesach, the Torah was mechadish that a cotton has a schir. As you see, he has to eat it. The only way to eat it is if he's kain it. As the Torah was mechadish, he has a kinyan. As you would think, being that the Torah was mechadish, he has a yad. Ema af lacherim zeicha kamash malon. As the pasuk is telling you, not that way. That's the thesis. What's a kamash malon? Why can't he? The mice, if he could be Zeicha for himself, why can't he be Zeicha Lachayr? What's the Kamash Malon of Tosis? How did the Olam learn? What's the Pasuk telling me? Meaning, over here he has a Yad, he could do a Kinyan, right? It's a Xeris HaKos, if he could do a Kinyan. As what's the Kamash Malon? What's the Pasuk telling me? Why can't a cotton be Zeicha Lachayr? And Bishlema thinks he can't be Zeicha in a year, but over here he could be Zeicha. As he wants to say that the Pasuk is coming to say that even though the Torah was Machadish, he could be Zeicha for himself, but it only gave Schia for himself and not for anyone else. As Lefiza, it's a Chiddush in Korban Pesach. That even though the Torah was Mechadish Eschia, but it only was Mechadish Eschia for himself, because that he needs to do the mitzvah. Oh, but for something else, not. As Lufi Zet, it's a Chiddush in Dinei Korban Pesach. Bechain is Mefurish in Tosis in Gittin, Samach Dalet Amid Beis. And that's the Kamash Malon of Tosis. And Tosis adds a little bit of a geschmack, a lumdish kvetch. The Havamina was, the Torah said, Klapi a Korban Pesach, he's like a gadol, as he has a din gadol a kol adinim. Kamash Malon, the Torah only said that he could be Zeicha for himself, but he's not a gadol Klapi Shar Adin. That was the back and forth of the Kamash Malon. As the Havamina was, we said he could be Zeicha, as it must be he's a gadol a gamri. Klapi Korban Pesach. The player wants him to do a Korban Pesach. Kamash Malon? Not that way. That's Tosis in Pesachim, Samach, and Dalet. In Tosis in, Tosis in Gittin, Samach, Dalet, Amit Beis, I'm sorry. Tosis in Pesachim, Sadik, Aleph, Amit Beis, Tosis says differently. Tosis says, Mikan is the Makar in Kol HaTayrekula, that a cotton can't be a Shriya. This is the Makar, there's a Mi'at. Where's the Mi'at? From this Pasuk over here. As the fee said, it's not a Mi'at in Dine Korban Pesach, but it's a Mi'at in Kol HaTayrekula. That over here is the Klal, over here you learn out the Kol HaTayrekula, Ein Cotton Zeicha, Ein Cotton Nase Shliach Lachem. Those are the two Mahalchim and Tosis. And all Tosis is awesome. It says Kamash Malon. He doesn't say what the Kamash Malon is. As we have two Efsharim. But we'll see, Efshar we could bring a Makar, how Tosis learns over here. Interesting Makar. In Tosis, in Pesachim, Sadik Aleph on the Beis, Tosis says another Teretz, a Gol Yishmati Teretz. The Gemara says all over, a cotton can't be zeicha in hefker. If a cotton finds an aved in the street, he finds a dover hefker in the street, he can't be zeicha. Tosis is mechadish in kama mekaymis in shas, that b'mokom das acheres makna, a cotton is koina v'deraisa. That which we say a cotton is ein loy das, it means by hefker. He has to make the whole Maisa Kenyan. How could he do it? He's an Ein Loy Das. Oh, but if there's a Das Acheres Makne, he's acquiring it from someone. Someone's giving it to B'matana or B'mechira. As over there, the Das of the Makne shafts the Chalois Kenyan. As we don't care if the cotton's Ein Loy Das. We don't need the Das of the Koine to be piled the Chalois Kenyan. Because we have the Das of the Machnet. Over there it's Koina Nidarais. That's a sheet of Tosis in Kama Mekoinis. I bezei zog Tosis a Pashat Eteretz. Why do you need a Pasit over here to be Mamayit a cotton? Because we're talking about it here where there's a Das Acheres Machnet. Somebody was Machnet this carbon Pesach to the cotton and he wants to be Zeichen it for somewhere else. Well, over here, a cotton could make a Kenyan. A cotton could make a Kenyan, where it's a Das Acheres Machna. Nos is the Teretz of Tosis. It's such a Gishmaka Teretz. This Teretz of Tosis is only with you one Mandiyama, seller base services, the Raisa. That Teretz is according to everyone. As Frek the Sharam Melech and Hilkos Lulav, as why does Tosis and Kedushin Membeis Amar Aleph not say this Gevaldika Teretz? Such a Pasha the Teretz. Das Acheres Makne, a cotton has a yad. It could be Zeicha. What was the Kash of Tosis and Kimi the cotton? Teretz. Das Acheres Makne. Oh. As the Shar HaMelech wants to say that Tosis argues. Tosis over here holds that Das Acheres Makne doesn't work Midaraisa. Of a dos is a massive doichik. Why? Because Tosis says it in so many places in Shas, and there's one place in Shas which is very close to here, in Kedushin Yotes Amir Aleph. Tosis says, Das Acheres Makris Mahani Minat Toira. As Mamish, in the same Mesechta, Tosis says, Das Acheres is Mahani Minat Toira. Tosis says it all over Shas. What one place in Tosis in the same Mesechta? Yeah. As Lamaisa Shari Tchukim Loi Ninalu. The Hainu, there's always a way to be Doichik. And you'll say, okay, Tosis in the first parak was written by one Baal Tosis, and Tosis over here is written by a different Baal Tosis. As that's in the Achreinim handbook, where you're really stuck in a steer of Tosis as you use that one. This parak was written by a different Baal Tosis, which happens sometimes. Maven Yavin, we don't like using that Teretz. That's called the last card in the deck when you're really stuck. If Shutai L'chaira, it would be better to come up with something better than that, than the Sharam then. As how could you say? What could you say? What could be Pshat? As L'chaira, one could suggest that the Machlokes is what's Pshat in the Kamash Malon. That's the Machlokes. Tosis over there says the Havamina was Das Acheres Maknis Koine. As what's the Kamash Malon? The Kamash Malon is from here we learn to call a Tairakula in Shlichus Lakotin. Tosis over here held that that's a doichik. It's a pasuk in Karban Pesach. Why are you telling me it's teaching me halacha in Kol HaTayrekula? Hare, it's a pasuk in Karban Pesach. It's mashma, it's a din in Karban Pesach, not all over. As Ibezei Toises didn't want to answer that the reason why you need a pasuk is Mishum Das Acheres Maknis Koinem in HaTayra. Because if you're going to learn that way, then you're going to have to learn the Kamash Malan is in Kol HaTayrekula. Cotton doesn't work for a shliach, like Tosis says in Pesachim. And Tosis wanted to learn it's a chiddush in Karban Pesach. Therefore, Tosis didn't learn that way. And Tosis says a teretz, a different teretz. And Lamaise comes out a nafka mina ladina. According to Tosis, by us, by Das Acheres Makna, Cotton could be zeicha for someone else without Taylor. Dainu Tosis over here holds that by Das Acheres Makne, a cotton is zeicha min haTorah for someone else. And yesh lichus l'cotton. As a mela, that's why Tosis didn't want to say that. That would be a kivun, a machshava, to be miyashiv Tosis over here, why he didn't want to answer that way. Okay. The Maisa, this Nekud, if Das Acheres Makne works in a Torah, Kodim Kudizrecha, is a Sugya and Gid Nisamach Dalet Amid Beis, and that Tosis Nisamach Dalet Amid Beis, Ayin Shom. Because we're not finishing off the Inyan Shlemus, but that would be a Machshon. Okay. That's Tosis over here. Okay. The Tosis Rosh, he has another question. Tosis Rosh asks, what's the Havamina that a cotton could be Zeiche? I ain't Shlichus the cotton. A cotton can't be a Shliach, and Tzchi is Mitam Shlichus. So why do you need a Pasik to tell me that a cotton can't be Zeiche for someone else? Harei, ain't Shlichus the cotton. A cotton can't be a Shliach. As if he can't be a Shliach, he can't be Zeiche L'Acheirem. Because Chia is mitam shlichus. This is a different question than Tosis. You know, if you learn casual, you would think they're asking the same question. But if you really think about it, and you miss Amik, you realize it's a different world of a question. Tosis is asking that, he can't be Zeicha, how could he do for someone else? Tosis is asking a question, Yisvara. You can't be Zeicha, you can't do it for someone else. The Tosis Rosh is asking a totally different question. He's asking, there's a miyad of cotton from Shlichus. Where's the miyad? He brings the pasuk of Atem. As that miyad that says a cotton can't be a Shliach should tell you that he can't be Zeicha. This is the Shaila of the Tosis Rosh. On that, the Tosis Rosh says the miyad is from a cotton. Over here, the Havamina, according to the Mandiyama, celebrates Ovis, is mashma that he's a godel. Because the Torah said, Klapi Korban Pesach, a cotton is like a godel. As over here, there's a Havamina, he has a shame godel, as he's not nismayed from Shlichus. Only a cotton is nismayed from Shlichus, not a godel. That's how he speaks it out. And he speaks the teretz out different because he asked the question different. So he speaks out the teretz different. If you look at Tosis and Gittin, Tosis asks both questions. As you see clearly in Tosis, it's two different questions. Okay. That's the Fe'elu Ha'oyeve Pshat, that love Pshat and like to understand Ba'oimik what is really the question. It's a Gishmak of art. This was a very dry shtickle. So we just explained a kash of places what he's asking. Yeah. If you like shtickle or pie, who cares? They want to learn up a taste. It's a kasha, understand it. You're right. Oh, it's gishmak. It looks like the same. It's different. Ah, gavaldi. Okay. Thus is the as we have Tosfos asks a question and Tosfos says a text. Tosfos asks slowly. Very slow. What do you need a pasuk to tell me a cotton can't be zayche? He's a mayad. He can't do a kinyan. As we have two terutzim in Tosfos, let's make a sikkum. Tosfos by us celebrates of is daraisa. The Havamin was only in Karban Pesach because there's a gzeris hakasev he aschia. Or the other teretz of Tosfos is das acheres makne is mahani min hatayr. Those are the two mahalkim in Tosfos. As in Rav Yeshivas, we stop here. We have two Tosfos. Over here, the shaila is, what is Shitas Rashi in the end? Which Tosfos does Rashi hold? It's okay, so you look at Rashi. There is no Rashi. So B'chayra, Rashi is going to learn like one of the two Tosfos. However, there are rayas in Rashi that Rashi cannot answer like the two terutzim of Tosfos. Aleph, Rashi in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis says Lo Ligni Inish Heishana LeYanuka. You shouldn't be matne a lulav to your child, that he should be Yaitza Mitzvah lulav before the father takes it, because the child is Koina Midirabana. Over there we're talking about the father is matne the lulav to the child. Das Acheres matne. And Rashi says the cotton is koina midrabanan and he can't be makne back. Stayed in Rashi, das acheres makne, the kinyan is only midrabanan. Muchach, Rashi is choylik on the teretz of Tosfos in Tzachim. Okay, but we still have the teretz of Tosfos by us. Asher Rashi will go like the teretz of Tosfos by us. However, this is a very strong question. Rashi in Psachim Samech Aleph, Sadik Aleph Amit Beis, Rashi says, the reason why you need a pasuk of Is Zaycha V'loi Cotton Zaycha is if a cotton wants to buy something for someone else, then he can't be buying. Rashi learns clearly, the pasuk is not only teaching us by Karban Pesach, it's teaching us in Matana, in Metuchu Memkal, in Kol HaTayra Kula. Oy Vazei, you can't answer like Tosfos Bayas. What's Tosfos Bayas' teretz? A cotton can't be Zeicha? No problem, by Karban Pesach, he could be Zeicha. It's the Mietz by Karban Pesach. But Rashi, you see, Rashi learns the Mietz going in Kol HaTayra Kula. Without this Mietz, you could send your cotton to the street, you could send your child that's a cotton, your brother to the cotton to go buy lunch for you. And he's kinder for you. Someone gives him a matana, he could be zeicha for you. This is the miyat that he can't do. Bitzarechi and frektaisis by us, a bomba kasha. A cotton is ain lo yad. He can't do a kinyan. How could he do a kinyan for you? What do you need a miyat for? Thus is the big shaila on Shitas Rashi. Tosfos asks the question, Tosfos tu terutzim. But Rashi has neither process of elimination. As how does Rashi look? As L'chayer, Rashi is mavur that even though a cotton can't do a kinyan, but he could be a shliach for someone else to do a kinyan. Why? As Rashi will learn ba'ayfin zeh. What's the chsarn of a cotton? The chsarn of a cotton is he's ein by das. Over here, the mishalach has the das. As the das of the mishalach will make the kinyan. That's like we saw from Rabbah B'Shem Reb Chaim, when you're making a minu shlichos means you're giving over the das to shafta halois kinyan. Ay bazei, the mishalech as the das to make the chalois kinyan. As you don't need the das of the cotton. Because someone sent the cotton. As the person who sent the cotton will have the das. I need the cotton to do the maisa kinyan, but the das, the mishalech, could provide. Now, you'll say this is a real big chiddush. Emes, that's why Tosfos argues. Aber, it's not our chiddush. there's someone before us that said the Chiddush, and the name of his sefer was the Ksois HaChoshah, very popular sefer. In Simen Ayin Reish Hey. Zog the Ksois HaChoshah, an interesting seer. You're walking in the street, and you see that there's something over there worth a lot of money. You want to be Zeichet. There's a wad of 100, 200 shekels sitting in the street, okay? Now, but the problem is, someone's closer than you. So if you're going to tell him, could you be Zeichet that for me, it's going to be a big problem, because he's going to say, I'll be Zeichet for myself. As what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is, go tell him, pick it up for me, and you have in mind that when he does the Maisa, the Kenyan should be Chal, the Kenyan is Chal. Well, Tuzayv Dixayz, Arizig Yechidish La'Allah. Dahayu, you're sending over someone he's close to, a big wad of 200 shekel. You're telling him, lift it up for me. You're not telling him he's doing a Maisa Kenyan B'chlal. This guy thinks you dropped 200 shekels on the floor. He thinks he's doing the mitzvah of Shabbos, Aved, and Elul. He's excited. And you're thinking, while he's lifting it up, you're thinking that I have das. This should be a Maisa Hagbor and a Maisa Kinyan. I'm going. As a paskind, the Ksois HaChoshen. Why Zog the Ksois HaChoshen? Because the Shlichus is on the Maisa. He's only a shliach on the Maisa God. The Mishaleach's das is making the chalois happen. Oh. It's a gevaldike chiddush la'alocha. Oh. If I say lefi the ksois, haben da geshmak epshad in Rashi. That Rashi learned that even though a cotton can't be zeicha, because he's aimed by das. Up over here, the das of the Mishaleach will do the Maisa Kinyan. The same way in the seer of the ksois. Therefore, you need a mi'ed that a maisa cotton doesn't work for a gadol, because that's the mi'ed that you learn out over here. As this is a din in kol ha'tayru kula. Yeah. This is as lefi the ksois, we have a gishmak of pshat in Rashi. It's a zay gishmak. So what is taisus? What is taisus? Mamish Gishmak. Well, it's Tosfos. As well as the Olam Tayyib. What could be a makam to be chayle on this terrace? Yeah. As Kimuvan van that Elu that say Mesiris Kayach and the Shliach does the Chalois, and that's the Machlokes, what Shlichus is. Okay. It's when you were in third grade, you learned that way. But now we're big boys. Not everything is the Chakira and Shlichus. Yet, I'm even young. Ubefrat, that we already said, everyone holds the Maises and Siachos. Yet, it's not everything you toil on that Chakira. A different, creative Mahal. Yet. Someone, another Pshah. Okay. As Reb Shimon and the Divrei Yecheskel on this Ksais and Ayin Reish Hei, Lecholik on the Ksais and Ayin Reish Hei. And they want to say, La Locha is not like the Ksais. Ksais happened to have been a bigger Pesach, but they still want to honor it. Why? They say, because when the Chsarin, when a cotton does a Maise Kinyan, the Ksois understood the whole Chsarin is there's no Gemiris Das to Shaf the Kinyan. Because Kotten is Lapanei Deyan Inu. The Gemara says they don't have Das for Gemiris Das. Zog Reb Shimon, Zog the Divrei Yecheskel, the Chsarin is not only in the Das Kinyan. Because a Kotten doesn't have Das Kinyan, his Maisa Kinyan is not a Maisa Kinyan. In the Tzir of the Ksois, let's start off. They're going in the tzir of the ksais. When a guy lifts up dollar bills and the guy is not thinking I'm doing a Maisa Kinyan, he's not doing a Maisa Agbo. He thinks he's doing Hashavas Aveda. He thinks he's lifting something up to give to the Bailun. He has no das, it's a Maisi Kinyan Bechlav. As if he has no das, it's a Maisi Kinyan. It's not a Maisi Kinyan. As the Chesaron is not in the das for the Chalois, the Chesaron's in the Maisi. As that's how they argue on the Chesaron in Ayin Reshe. They start off talking in Ayin Reshe. Lefi divrayim, you could take it a step further, and you could say, who are they by a cotton? A cotton is ein loy das. It's not just the word; he doesn't have das for the chalois kinyan to be chal. When he does a maisa kinyan, that's not a maisa kinyan. A maisa kinyan is not a trunk and an empty maisa. It's not a empty maisa. It's someone who's doing it with das to kinyan. That's what makes it into a maisa kinyan. If you don't have das to be kinyan, that's not a Maisa Kinyan Bechlau, as the Chesaron goes into the Maisa. That's one way of learning Taisis. That Taisis would hold, it's a Chesaron in the Maisa. And the Mela, it would, by a cotton, you can't use the Das of the Mishalach. It's not enough, because a cotton's Maisa Kinyan is not a Maisa Kinyan Bechlau. But it is a Chiddush, that a cotton's Maisa is Mufka. You could learn it's only a Chesaron and Das. It's a Chiddush to say that. But that's one way of understanding. Another way of learning is Gorit Rasam. Tosfos in Gittin says that the Pasuk is going by Schiya. It's not talking about where you made a Mashliach. The Pasuk's talking about where the Kohen wants to be Zeicha for you in a Korban Pesach. The Yiku Ish Celebes of his Celebayas is Mashma. The Kohen didn't go over and ask everyone, guys, do you want me to get you a Korban Pesach? And they said, yes, go buy for us a Korban Pesach. The Pasuk is Mashma. He's going to the store and he's buying something and he's saying, I'm buying it for all my family. As no one ever made him into a Shliach. We're talking about a Tzir of Zochin. That you can't say the das of the mishalach works for the shliach. Why? That's when the mishalach has das. He sent the shliach to do it. But over here we're talking about he never sent the shliach. The cotton went on his own and he did it. I Taisa says Anan Sadi, if he would have known he would have had das, that's not enough to shafa chalois kinyan maybe. As you need the das of the shliach, the shaf, the chalais kinyan. As maybe traces his choylik because he learns the pasuk's going by schia and not by shlichos.
How
can Tosis
say das achei amagnet?
Why? Why?
Because he's not getting sent.
So there's two things. There's sending him to be zeicha for someone else. And the das acheres makne is the das of the one who he's buying it from. Because the one who he's buying it from is the das acheres makne. But we were handling, did someone send him to be zeicha for someone else? Okay. Thus is the azligda yisoydis de gemachleikis. In a cotton, how does it work? Lemaisa, this Rashi is not only Rashi over here. Lemaisa, Doilem keeps cheshbon. Which Rashi over here we're talking about? The invisible Rashi. I mean, how is Rashi going to learn the sugya? He can't learn like Tosis, as we made up a Rashi. As the invisible Rashi, the Rashi that doesn't exist, how is he going to learn? But it's actually a tangible Rashi in Shas somewhere also. It's a Rashi in Gittin on Daf Chof Gimel. Rashi in Gittin on Daf Chof Gimel, the Gemara over there says, a cheirish shaita v'katan cannot be a shliach. The lav b'nei deyamindu. As they can't be a shliach to carry a get, or to take a get. Zot Rashi, how do you know it? It's nismayit from a pasuk. Frekt Rib Shimon on Rashi, what do you need a pasuk for? Tepikle, a cotton is a lav bardas, he can't do a chalois. Lefize is doch gewaltig, because Rashi holds the das of the Mishalach provides the das to create the chalois. As being that the das of the Mishalach provides the das to make the chalois, you would have a havamina, a cotton works, and that's what the pasuk is teaching you. In kol ha'tayra kula, a cotton cannot be a shliach. Thus is the visible Rashi. The Rashi that's mamish in a place, he's going by shliach, he's not going by Korban Pesach. But from there we see that Rashi holds you need a pasuk to tell you a cotton can be a shliach. As this was a shtickle from Rav Nochum, a gishmak a shtickle that Rav Nochum said. When I was a bachur, I had a shayla. In the next Rashi, in the next sugya, Rashi says, how do you know a cotton can't make a shliach? Until now we're talking about the cotton being a shliach. How do you know a cotton can't make a shliach? As Rashi, in the next Rashi says, because ishksiv. The Torah says shlichus is only by an ish. The ish is a gadol and not a god. Freg dachreinim on Rashi. What do you need a miyut for? A cotton can't do anything. What do you need a miyut for? Zog the achreinim, because Rashi held maybe the das of the shliach will be poiled the chalois. As even though the mishalach is a cotton, but you have the das of the shliach. As the das of the shliach should be poiled the chalois for the cotton. What's the problem? The mishalach is a cotton, he doesn't have das. Who cares? The das of the shliach should be poiled the chalois. Lusha. So what did I ask? We asked that Lechoyritz is steer in Rashi. Who's the Das HaPayeles? Is it the Das HaMishalach? Or is it the Das of the Shliach? I mean, if you learn Rashi in Asugya, there's a Hava mean if the Shliach is a cotton, it works. Why? Because the Das of the Mishalach is Poel the Chalois. In the next Sugya, two lines later, Rashi says, if the cotton is a mishalach, there's also a habamin, it should work, you need a mean. As who is das is poil the chalois. A bachur shuk kasha. Afterwards I grew up. I learned Rashi in Baba Mitzia, Yud Beis Amid Aleph. Rashi says that whose das is poil the chalois, the das of the mishalach, oi das hashliach. I got my teretz. Rashi holds it's pick or choose, or as they say in America, multiple choice. You can do it either way, either the das of the shliach or the das of the mishal. Now, originally when I was a bachur, this was like earth shattering, because what shlichus is either the ik is the mishalach or the ik is the shliach. That's what we were taught when we were little boys. Oh, now we grew up. Yeah. Now we see Rashi holds it could work either way, either with the das of the mishalach or the das of the shliach. As I didn't have to say it, I could have waited, but I didn't want the olam sitting for a whole Shabbos till Sunday and thinking that it's only the das of the mishalach, and then they're going to come later on. They're going to, as the man amitis advarim, it's a mefurish Rashi. As Kum Techois, Rav Nochum found an invisible Rashi. How does Rashi hold? How is he going to answer Tosis's question? And he bought it. And afterwards we stuck in, it's really a bunch of Rashis and Shas, and it's not so invisible anymore. It's a Rashi in Bab Mitzia, Yud Beis Amir Aleph, Oidas Shliach, Oidas Mishalach. And Mimela, there was a Havamina, if one of them, either the Mishalach or the Shliach is a Kohen, it would work anyway, because you have the Das of the other one. And Mimela, Das is the Shtikon. Kamala Midas Advarim, Rashlamis Advarim, and Shitas Rashi and Shas, who's Das Shas the Chalois, the Shliach, or the Mishnah. Okay, this is the Gemara of the Sukkah.